Today, as we head into another big graduation weekend, we continue our profiles of remarkable graduating seniors in Massachusetts. 3 years ago, Ruben Sepulveda was at a truly low place in life, homeless and on the streets of New York City.
I was sleeping in trains and buses, parks.
Rock bottom came when Ruben lost visitation rights with his very young daughter.
My daughter was about a year and a half. I would go see her on occasion, and my baby's mother didn't like the fact that I was bouncing around from here to there and no place to go to come see the baby.
Having not seen his parents in 15 years, Ruben could think of nowhere else to go but home to them. They lived in Holyoke. 32 years old, he was lost, doing some writing, but he couldn't find work in Holyoke and was constantly fighting with his parents. But things were about to change for the better.
I was depressed because I was writing at that time something for my daughter. It was kind of like my side of what had happened in my life and whatnot. And she comes in smiling, and it kind of annoyed me in a way.
The she is Aliza Ansell. Ruben had walked into a Holyoke gas station to get a cup of coffee where Aliza, who works in adult education, happened to be standing in line. He was not in a good mood, but she was smiling, so he asked, kind of sharply, he admits, what she was so happy about. As their story is so special, we met them at that very same gas station in front of the cash register to hear it.
I had just come from a professional development training of probably one of the top educators in the country, and I was pumped. And I said, I just came from this amazing workshop, and I started telling him about it. I started talking about how this educator in the LA school system really believes that kids can excel despite their backgrounds. And we actually got into a full philosophical discussion here, right in this counter, about parenting and can kids really succeed if they don't have good parents. And we had a real discussion about it.
And I had my issues with my parents, and I was just like, you know, maybe parents are the ones to blame when things go wrong.
From the minute Ruben and I started having conversations, I felt like we were just old souls and friends.
These long conversations continued, and Aliza became something of a mother figure to Ruben. Eventually, she convinced him to check out Holyoke Community College, where she's the director of adult education. He took the placement test and scored much higher than he or anyone at the school expected. And before he knew it, Ruben found himself in a classroom for the first time since he dropped out of high school at the age of 16.
That first day in class, I just knew that I can do this. I just felt this happiness that I haven't really felt in a long time. I was like, wow, this is it then. I'm going to school.
Was it hard, though, going back?
I was scared. I was scared because I was old. I was terrified that first day. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to sit in this classroom full of young kids, and you know, I'm going to stick out. I'm just old, and everyone's going to know. And then I also thought that I wouldn't be able to get things, and it was all in my head pretty much.
Were you working?
I had just started my job in August, a month before. I worked the night shift at the Days Inn in Holyoke. It was hard. Usually when I got into school at about 8 in the morning, I had energy. I didn't know where it came from. But towards the end of the day, then I would be exhausted. But I was so happy to be in school in the mornings that it didn't even bother me.
Ruben loved school so much that quickly he knew he needed more. He wanted a 4-year school after Holyoke Community College, and not just any school, one of the nation's top colleges. Through a tutoring program run by Aliza, Ruben had met some students from Amherst College and wanted that education for himself. A couple of years later, he got it. Tomorrow, he graduates from Holyoke, and he's already started classes at Amherst. Aliza says she never doubted he would. But while she gives him credit for his hard work, she says Ruben could not have done it alone.
Absolutely. I think that, I could start crying about that one. People in Ruben's situation need so much guidance and they need a village. They really do, especially if they didn't get it from their family. And it's critical to have somebody say, I believe in you, which we've changed the trajectory of many lives just by saying that, where someone just all of a sudden sits up and thinks, no one's ever said that to me in my life. And I don't know why. Ruben and I talk about this sort of obsessively. Why was it me? Why was it this moment in this gas station? And neither one of us really have an answer, except it happened.
You be at graduation?
I bet everything Ruben does. just tag around. I want Obama to meet Ruben, actually, because this story is so amazing, you know? It really is.
You're on the campus now of one of the most prestigious schools in the country. How's that feel?
It's ridiculous. I'm waiting for, like, a refrigerator to fall on my head. That's what I'm waiting for, because sometimes I don't believe it. Sometimes I have to stop and look around and just think about it. Just a few years ago, I was in a whole different world, and to be there now is just a gift and a dream, pretty much.
I guess I just want to say that the conversation that started in this gas station came full circle, in that Ruben's question is, can people make it without parental support? And he did make it without parental support. He made it 100% without that. So it was ironic that the conversation that we had, he sort of has come to live into.
And thankfully, you can make it without your parents. You know, if you have people like Elisa and the army of people that I've had that have been there, they're like, good job, Ruben. You know, sometimes that's all it takes. Good job, Ruben.
Good job, Ruben.
Thank you.
That was Ruben Sepulveda and his mentor, Elisa Ansel. Ruben graduates from Holyoke Community College tomorrow. He's studying psychology at Amherst College because he says he wants to understand the mental health issues in his family and the effect that's had on his life. Soon, he's hoping to get back visitation rights to see his daughter, who's now almost 6 years old.